you want somebody who's going to get up every day.
Hey, Hillary, why'd your husband visit Epstein Island 26 times?
Ooh, lads. I'm afraid to even talk about this story because I don't want to get Clinton-sided, but I figured if Alex got the balls to do it, I better whip up some balls and testosterone to talk about it because this is an important work that needs to be done. You have a group of pedophiles, just out-and-out pedophiles. You have arrested the dude who owns Epstein Island. You have arrested his girlfriend or wife or madam, the chick that was attached to him at the hip. We have arrested her for child trafficking. These people have been Epstein twice charged, twice convicted. And now we got Ghislaine Maxwell. And not a single person is remotely concerned about all of the high-ranking officials and esteemed members of our society, big tech billionaires like Bill fucking Gates, boys, going to that island. Not a single kid fucker. We have arrested people for trafficking children and haven't arrested a single person that they traffic children to. Because they're trafficking them to the elite. They're trafficking them to people like Bill Clinton, allegedly. I'm going to get down. And these people are compromised by this predicament. And so here you've got all of these institutions, right? The venerable CNN, ABC, CBS, Viacom, Disney, all of these places, all of these institutions, not a single one has asked Hillary Clinton about her husband at Epstein Island. You've got Clinton on the airplane, on the tarmac. He's getting a back rub from Ghislaine Maxwell. It's insane. This dude's got the balls to do it, and he does it to her face, by the way. Holy shit, Alex Rosen. It's so much trouble. All right. We gotta get some eyes on Alex. We gotta get this dude some security. Because seems to be a track record. I don't wanna frighten you. Alex, you know what you did, brother. This guy walked into the belly of the beast, boys. And there's a track record of people who are a pain in the side of Hillary Clinton, and they end up, there is one where the person was shot in the back of the head, and they're like, oh yeah, that's totally suicide. One of the 70 or 80 plus individuals in the acquaintances of the Clintons who have committed suicide, oh yeah, shot himself in the back of that. Nobody does this? I don't know if this was a Clinton side one, but there was this dude. They found him hanging in a tree with an electrical cord around his neck. He had been shot in the stomach with a shotgun, and he had been set on fire. And like, oh, that's definitely suicide. And the only people who would remotely say that are medical people who don't want to get suicided. A bunch of coroners are like, whoa, shit. Colleague of the Clintons? Definitely suicide then. Yeah, I don't know. They've been stabbed 84 times in the neck and shot 15 times in the back. I don't know. I'm thinking after the 14th gunshot, they probably wouldn't have been able to get the other 15 off. No, shut up. There you go. This is Alex. He was dragged out of the Hillary Clinton rally for asking about Bill Clinton's trip to Epstein Island. Look at this. Boom. Holy shit. Literally. The lefties use that word all the time. Wrongly, of course. Incorrectly, if you will. But Sheila from Air Boys event where you got a dude actually performing actual journalism. The one person in this press gaggle over here who has asked a legitimate question is the one dude dragged out, literally, by the way. Not an accident. They are still protecting the Clintons. The Clintons are deep within the deep state, deep within the establishment, deep within the oligarchy of America, and they are still getting the utmost protection. Even Bill Gates' wife was like, oh, shit, no. No, 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 no. We can't hide this anymore. Everybody's finding out that Bill Gates was hanging out at Epstein Island after Epstein had been arrested for child trafficking. Even she was like, no, I'm out this bitch. I'm out this bitch. But no, not Hillary Clinton. No, because the Clintons still have some usefulness for the other lizard people, and they will get that utmost protection. Case in point, merely asking, hey, what about Epstein? No, they jumped on. They came out of the roof, boys. They materialized from other dimensions to protect. this Hillary Clinton over here. And then they dragged Alex Rosen out. That's what happens when you ask inconvenient questions. This is why we have a prostitute lapdog media that only gives protection to these shitbag criminals. We won't tolerate it, boys. We won't abide. And we will amplify. Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting the channel and everything that you do to keep us up and running so we can cover people like Alex Rosen over here, dropping Moabs on the lizard people, and we'll continue to do it with your support. Thank you so much. If you want to be kept up to date with these lizard people, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.